we still weren't selling records, but we were trying to do it by finding songs that we thought people would like. Remember, my theory was, when John Hammond told me that jazz records don't sell, and I asked him one day, how many records do you think we're going to sell, John? Just give me a rough estimate. He said, somewhere between 3,000 and 6,000. I said, man, there's 180 million people in America. You mean, he said, George, jazz records don't sell. He said, even the biggest jazz artist, Miles Davis, only sells 20,000 records. I said, man, that doesn't make any sense to me. Somebody's doing something wrong here. I think if you put something on their record that people want to hear, they'll buy it. And so that's what I've been trying to do all my life, putting something on the record that people want to hear.